Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
At it here on 610 Sports Radio. Happy birthday, Jay.
Bob.
Oh, me. Oh, I thought it was you today. Happy birthday, Jay. Mm-hmm. I always wish you happy birthday.
We have the same birthday, you know.
Yeah, April 3rd for you and March 15th for me, right?
Yeah, mine was yesterday.
Yours was yesterday. Yeah. My friend Shannon's was yesterday, so happy birthday, Shannon. My friend Amanda's is today, and my mother-in-law's is tomorrow. So we got a string of birthdays we're celebrating today. So, yes, thank you for all the nice birthday wishes on the X, formerly known as Twitter, also on the text line as well.
I haven't sent my old happy birthday, the old thing we had here.
Happy birthday from Jay
Binkley.
With
the balloons and stuff. Yeah. The day shift. Happy birthday from the day shift.
Yeah, from the 253. Happy birthday, Bob. I'll Venmo you some Frank Bucks you can use later at the Gentleman's Club.
And that comes from the 253.
Yeah, from the 913. You're disgusting fescue. Okay, thank you very much. I appreciate it, loser. So anyway, we got the draft coming up here on 610 Sports Radio in less than a week now. We're 6 days away, and you did your character concerns mock draft. And this is the final first-round mock that you will do. You're going to do a total Chiefs draft coming out next week.
Yeah, this is for us to turn in for the contest.
Yeah, right.
We can't win this, but Chris and I at least put one out.
Right. Okay. Very good.
And this will be on Saturday morning, tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. They do the replay of the podcast, so every 10 a.m. on Saturday you can hear the whole
thing. Right.
And why we went which direction.
Right. Okay. So let's talk about what you think the Chiefs are going to do in this mock draft. You have them trading up to number one, right?
Well, before we have the Chargers getting your Marvin Harrison Jr., because we have four quarterbacks going the top four.
Uh-huh.
And we have Minnesota trading down to get J.J. McCarthy at four, which means they have pick 23.
Okay.
Which the Chiefs come calling at that point. And instead of settling, they select
Adonai Mitchell, wide receiver, Texas, 6'4", 196 pounds.
Murphy throws a deep ball into the end zone. He's got Mitchell, and it's caught. Adonai Mitchell with the Texas touchdown.
Mitchell is a big play receiver that makes plays all over the field. The second-team All-Big 12 receiver caught 10 touchdowns last season after transferring from Georgia and is no stranger to big games. He ran a blazing 4.3 4.40 at the NFL Combine, but it's his hands that need work at the next level. If he works on fine-tuning his game, Mitchell will be a headache all over the field at the pro level.
So that was our guy, Bob A.D. Mitchell. He did come from Georgia. He won two national titles there at Georgia before he transferred for personal reasons to Texas, and then all of a sudden this anonymous scout comes out.
Right. He's diabetes, and he doesn't eat right, and all this
he's
nonsense.
Rude. Yeah. What is the character concerns what they brought up?
Yeah.
Speaking of the show, but
right.
Because he needs, well, everybody's cranky when they don't have that.
Who doesn't get cranky when they have low blood sugar or when they're hungry, right? I've never seen somebody that's happy. Hey, I feel great. I haven't eaten in a day.
Well, that was the thing now that people are coming out with and saying that, he's cranky, but he had a, you're going to think I'm geeky, a relative athletic score of really high. It was
fifth best
receiver out of 3,121 receivers from 87 to 2024. I mean, is this guy.
Wait, say that again.
Yeah, a fifth best receiver out of 3,121 wide receivers from 87 to 2024. As far as he led in vertical, or excuse me, led in the broad jump and the 40, or he's third in the 40-yard dash. He had a 4.34, which is ridiculous. But one of the scouts says he's got Garrett Wilson's catch radius, athletic ability. But if he takes his medicine, he's good. Says before you even get to the diabetic part, he's going to be doing it his way. He's a little bit of a wild horse. You've got to see him to harness him. This is an anonymous scout. Then once you do that, he doesn't address the diabetic stuff in a mature way. You're going to have to sign somebody to be next to him for the first few years because his issues are all about his diabetes and his blood sugar. When his blood sugar's off, he's rude. But when his stuff is normal.
So when my blood sugar's off, I'm rude too. Or if I read dopes from the text line.
But it says when they get this, when they get stuff normal, by lunchtime, he's out of practice, high energy, best practice player ever, loves football.
Yeah. That's anybody.
So
they always
take
talk
his
about
medicine.
That,
yeah,
you've seen those 5-hour energy commercials. They always talk about the midday slumps, right? Everybody goes through that. Like, that's not a reason, in my opinion, to not draft somebody. So instead of telling us why
Trey Smith had a lot of medical issues, right?
Right. Yeah. He's been fantastic. So let's talk about why this guy would fit in with Kansas City, Jay. Why A.D. Mitchell is a good fit for the Chiefs. Instead of telling us, like everybody likes to do, of breaking prospects down at this point in time, finding the negative, screaming about the negative side of things, let's talk about the positive side of things, because that's what I want to do. I want to talk about the positive side of things here. So let's talk about the positive side. Why A.D. Mitchell? Why does he make sense for what Kansas City wants to do?
Well, first of all, he's a big reason why Texas is where they're at. Xavier Worthy got a little bit banged up towards the end. He stood up. And you are concerned that there's two, you know, good receivers with the program, but that's what you're finding in college football right now. Like, Washington has three of them with Polk and McMillan and Odunze. But he's 6'2", hovering around 205 pounds, runs that 4.34. So he's the big, physical, he's that long strider that can get down the field. Broad jump, ridiculous, over 11 feet on that. I guess he took his medicine before the broad jump. But he's got that other thing, too, national titles. He's got two of them from Georgia. I mean, a big part of what they did. I just like him. And, you know, I do like him better than Xavier Worthy because I look at Worthy a lot like Hollywood Brown, even though you're only going to have him, you know, that 1 year, because I think Hollywood Brown will – you'll pay the wide receiver tax because he's going to put up numbers this year. But A.D. Mitchell just gives you somebody different. I mean, he's been compared like the George Pickens type player.
Who does he compare to on the Chiefs? Who would be a similar comp to him? Is it Rashee Rice? Is that the comp?
I think Rashee Rice would honestly be more like a Ladd McConkey.
Okay.
So you know, catch yards after catch, great route runner and stuff like that. They don't have somebody like this. I don't think they have anybody like A.D. Mitchell, this kind of size and speed. Now, MVS should have been this guy.
Yeah.
He runs a 4.37, was 6.4, but didn't play like this. A.D. Mitchell brings in that 6'2", 200-pound frame that runs a 4.34. I mean, blazing speed with that size. So you got the size and the speed quotient.
So, Ladd McConkey, you mentioned. I don't know. I don't feel anything towards him. Is that somebody that we should get excited about if the Chiefs get him in the first round, or would that be reaching too far for just to grab a wide receiver?
I do think it's a reach. I always looked at Ladd more of a second rounder. Obviously, had a very good Senior Bowl.
Yeah.
Runs perfect routes, catches the ball, all that. In some injury concerns and stuff like that. But I feel like you'd be settling at that. If the Chiefs, it depends on the runner, wide receivers. They just want to settle for somebody at 32, they could get somebody.
Right.
And maybe it's not settling if they value Xavier Leggett. 4.39 out of South Carolina, another big-bodied receiver. Maybe they value him. I'm just saying if you're in this situation and you have the opportunity to trade up 4 or 5 spots, maybe 8 spots to 23.
What would it take to trade up that far?
Not a ton. You'd have to flip the first-round pick and you have to probably throw up. Nah, you're picking at the end of the second round anyway. Maybe they take that. But it wouldn't cost you. They picked 27, too. So if guys start sliding, Buffalo is the one team to watch because they picked 28.
Right.
And if somebody like A.D. Mitchell starts to slide, look for Buffalo.
You have Buffalo staying at 28 and taking Ladd McConkey.
We have them staying and getting
Does
receiver.
That make them better from where they were at this time last year?
They claim they don't need a number one receiver. That's what Buffalo's been claiming.
Who is their number one wide receiver, though?
They don't have one.
Right,
at this point.
Right, exactly.
I mean,
yeah,
maybe Curtis Samuel could be that guy. I don't know.
Heard of him.
Yeah.
But Brian Thomas, you know, sliding to 20, could the Chiefs jump up there? I just think if you want that second-tier quality, you have to jump up because it's not you can get third tier.
Right. Okay.
You get third tier Ladd McConkey, because if you'll get.
But can you take a second or third tier receiver and still have success because you have Patrick Mahomes and meanwhile fill another position of need with maybe a better player there? Because that's what I'll keep coming back to, and I guarantee you they're coming back to that as well. Like,
you get a solid corner.
Can we do better as a team taking a corner at 32 versus a wide receiver at this spot? Because when we come back around and pick in the second round, this corner is not going to be here, and we can get a guy that can be a starter for us on defense almost right away, and then maybe get a second tier, if you will, wide receiver, and then have Patrick Mahomes accentuate his game. Or have we done that too much, maybe, with a Rashee Rice and a Kadarius Toney and somebody like that? You want somebody that you know is going to hit the ground running, but I think that's only Malik Neighbors and Marvin Harrison Jr. And if you don't get one of those two guys, I still think you're taking your chances.
Well,
with
if you
a
go quarter in the first round and you don't bump up, you're sitting there at 64, which is
you
the
bump
dead
again
last
and bump
pick
again
in the second round. So you're almost at the third round there.
Yeah.
If you sit there and wait and you don't get that top of the second round, but top of the second round actually has a lot of trade partners. I mean, if the Chiefs, like I said, the Packers sitting there with 11 picks, the Cardinals sitting there with 11 picks, but round two, Carolina's got pick 33 and 39. Which becomes enticing because it's a team not ready yet for, you know, prime time. I don't think they'd be worried necessarily.
So do you think Carolina would trade them 33 and 39 for 32?
I don't think
I'm just saying, does that make sense for Carolina to move up one spot and give up two good picks in the second round?
Trade value chart would say it's worth 180 points to pick at 33 and 153 to pick at 39. The Chiefs' 32nd pick is 184, so you definitely have to throw in a second round or something like that. You couldn't just pick swap them there.
Yeah, you couldn't just do that. Okay, all right, so we'll see what happens, but it'll be interesting to see if the Chiefs do move up. I kind of have a feeling they
might. With them, except for sitting there, the one team that wouldn't is the Chargers, that sit at the Chargers picking 37th, mm-hmm. but everybody around, like the Patriots are 34th, all right, they'd be Cardinals 35th, Washington's 36th. I mean, there's a bunch of trade partners early on in the second round.
Yeah, a lot of them that you could potentially get and potentially move up with. All right, so you have at 22, which I think is going to be an interesting one to watch for a lot of people. Philadelphia taking Jackson Powers Johnson, the center, out of Oregon. And he did this video the other day, and I found it to be fascinating.
Quarterbacks get to throw their touchdowns. Receivers get to catch them, and running backs get to run them in. Let me get burgers named after him. And I think it's a tribute to all linemen that came before me and they're going to come after me. This is for you, because linemen deserve a little bit of love.
So that's Jackson Powers Johnson. You can hear him licking his fingers, which was a disgusting sound, by the way.
Does this not replace Jason Kelce to a T?
Yeah,
with the
right?
Personality and everything.
Is that why you did
they
that?
Because they need a center.
Okay, first of all, how good is Jackson Powers Johnson? Is he your next really good center?
A lot of people would say he's the best center, although Graham Barton, he was that left tackle at the Duke that people really liked.
Yeah.
But he played a little bit of center at Duke. At the Senior Bowl, they moved him specifically to center. Uh-huh. So I know people have been saying Graham Barton's, you know, going to be a tackle or guard. No, he's going to be a center in the NFL. So I would put Graham Barton actually above Jackson Powers Johnson, but Jackson Powers Johnson easily the second best center in my opinion. But this is their Jason Kelce replacement.
But it's a good Jason Kelce replacement, but that would also be a great fit
his
here.
His personality, I can see this guy in new heights.
Right, exactly. But he'd also be a great fit here, I would think, right?
Yeah.
I mean, and Creed's got some work to do, okay? Can't snap the football. You got to be able to snap the football, okay? And so maybe if this guy falls, would that be a possibility? Because as you know, with him also reaching that free agency mark.
Or Graham Barton, if he slides.
Yeah, you know, the Chiefs are not hesitant and never have been shy to draft and replace a guy that's currently on their roster, right? You've seen that happen a lot, you know, with this organization. But I was thinking about this Jackson Powers Johnson. I want him because he's there eating and licking his fingers and doing all that kind of
totally
stuff.
Like Jason Kelce,
but he would definitely fit in here as well. If you're going to create your perfect burger that's going to be named after you, I want you both to weigh in on this. I want the Nathan Williams burger. I want the Jay Binkley burger. I'll give you my burger first. Text line, you can weigh in as well. You're creating the perfect burger that's going to be named after you. What's on it? And for me, I think you're probably going to be grossed out a little bit, but just think about it for a second. Peanut butter, cheddar cheese, bacon, and then grilled mushroom and onion on there. If you haven't had the peanut butter on a burger, I'm telling you, you're missing out, and I owe it all to Josh. Back in 2012, we were in New Orleans. He said, we're going to get these burgers with peanut butter on them. I said, gross, and it was one of the greatest things I've ever eaten in my entire life.
Elvis used the peanut butter and everything.
I thought it was peanut butter banana sandwiches, wasn't he?
So,
and then he
yeah.
died on the toilet with his hand in the peanut butter.
Yeah, he liked peanut butter.
I think. I don't know. But I love peanut butter, and so peanut butter, cheddar, bacon, grilled mushroom, and onion on that burger. And I know, again, people are going to go, what? Try the English muffin as your bun.
I think grilled cheese as your bun is the way to go.
You're going to use a grilled cheese sandwich
That's
as your
they
bun?
They do at that Vortex place in Atlanta. They use grilled cheese as the bun.
As the bun.
Like two grilled cheeses. Yeah.
All right. So what are you putting on? What's the Jay Binkley burger?
Definitely bacon. 100% bacon. Yeah. Got to have pepper jack cheese. I want them spicy. Jalapenos on that burger. I'd even throw some pickles on there, just bring that sweet in there as well. Mm-hmm. And then those little peppers, those mini bell peppers you can buy at the store. You know, you throw a couple of those on on there. But that's, I think, the perfect
burger. Do you put them on raw or do you cook them?
I'd put them on raw because I prefer them raw than cooked.
All right, Nathan, what do you got?
I'm going with Swiss cheese. And I'm with you guys on the veggies. So grilling up some onions, some mushrooms, some jalapenos.
It aren't like when you grill onions and mushrooms and all that, like the smell is just so just delicious.
Oh, then it's like candy. It's fantastic.
So good.
Barbecue sauce.
Oh, okay. So say that again.
Swiss cheese.
Yeah.
A little jalapeno onion grilled, you know, medley going on there.
Right.
With some barbecue sauce.
All right. That's simple but good. I like that.
The sauce would definitely be sriracha, or I know you're not a big fan of ranch, but Whataburger has this jalapeno ranch stuff they sell. That on a burger would be fantastic.
Yeah. All right. That's
fine. I once made a cheeseburger where I a cheeseburger.
Go.
Made the burger and I shredded up some Cheez-Its, you know, and pounded them down and threw them on top of the burger. So instead of a cheeseburger, it's a Cheez-It.
Did you find that recipe somewhere? Did you? Because you're a terrible cook.
I was just drunk.
Okay.
Yeah, I thought, those are usually
the best ways to do it.
Good,
All right, here we go. From the 816, big fat patty, jalapeno popper cream cheese, an Asian zing-zang type sauce, lettuce. It's insane. All right, that sounds good. From the 573, peanut butter is like Tony Satchery's. I put that bleep on everything. Yeah. How about this from the 913, blue cheese crumbles, grilled onion, regular onion, mushroom, honey mustard dipping from True Green Thumb. All right.
Red Robin has this burger with blue cheese on it.
Yeah.
It's fantastic. Blue cheese on a burger is amazing.
Yeah, I do like the blue cheese crumbles. Here's the Cam Burger, two smash burger patties, grilled onions, melted American cheese, bacon, toasted pretzel bun. Now you're speaking my language with
pretzel
bun.
Yeah, you got to do that.
That is a good one. Here's a burger with cheddar cheese, bacon fried onion strings, sliced chicken tenders, covered in buffalo sauce. Last name is Humphrey, so I'm calling it the Hump Burger. All right. That sounds pretty damn good. Let's see. What do we got here? We got from the 314 a French onion dip burger. It's a game changer. Oh, I never even thought about doing like a French onion dip burger. That sounds pretty good. Double steak burger, pepper jack, grilled onion, chipotle pickles on a pretzel bun. From the 816, a blackened burger, pepper jack cheese, bacon, jalapeno teriyaki slaw. From the 858, over easy egg, not getting any love this morning. I've never had the egg on the burger.
You got to go for it.
Yeah.
You have to go for it.
Okay.
There's a place in Atlanta, Georgia. It's called the Vortex.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been voted like best burger in Georgia. At the time I went, it's like 9 times. In a row. I mean, it's unbelievable. Jeff Francoeur actually got engaged here.
Oh, God. That's cool.
I was talking to Ned Yost one day. He sent a picture out on Twitter and said, what are these guys talking about?
Uh-huh.
In the dugout, we were talking about the Vortex. And because of Atlanta, the Fat Elvis, you would love, because it's like what you want, slathered with a king-size helping of smooth peanut butter, topped with bacon and fried plantains.
That sounds good,
But I want
actually.
You to hear this. I want you to hear this. A single coronary bypass burger, the double coronary bypass burger, the triple coronary bypass, the quadruple. Listen to this. 4 grilled patty melts is the top, bottom, and middle buns of our super stack. Total ingredients include 8 slices of Texas toast, 4 4-ounce grilled sirloin patties, 2 8-ounce flame grilled sirloin patties, 28 slices of American cheese, 4 fried egg, 27 strips of bacon, grilled onions, dinner relish, and mayonnaise served with 20 ounces of fries and tots topped with cheesy goo and bacon bits. Estimated calories, 9,606. And I think this burger is like $40 or $50.
Is that for one person?
Yes. They have the that's the
Oh my God.
That's the quadruple coronary bypass. They have the triple coronary bypass, double bypass, and a bypass burger at Vortex as well.
My God.
Yeah, how about that?
Yeah, that.
I saw this on Amber's Food too. I think he was here trying them out.
Oh my goodness. I like this one, just a plain hot home fried burger with salt and pepper between two slices of light bread. That's pretty simple.
Uncle
I like
D
it.
Made one for me one time. He put grilled cheese. I said, make some with grilled cheeses as the bun.
Yeah.
And he did.
Oh, yeah. My Five Guys order, cheeseburger with bacon, A1, grilled onion and mushroom. So good. That does sound really good. I do like this from the 816, and this is a brilliant idea. I'm about to make a burger flight for dinner tonight. Y'all making me hungry.
Perfect.
A burger flight. Use French onion dip in your mashed potatoes. Potatoes? Ooh.
I'll tell you, makes good burgers. Dusty.
Does he?
Like, he has this Blackstone.
He does the smash burger on the Blackstone.
Every time he puts pictures, like, whoa.
I've got a Blackstone. I've still yet to do burgers on. I got it in smash February, burgers. But I mean, my goodness, I love that Blackstone. I'll cook everything on there.
Oh, what I do on the Blackstone, I put the veggies down first and then smash the burger onto the pile of veggies, and it just gets all the juice in there. It's fantastic.
Do you put the little lid on it and hit it with some water and get it to steam too?
Of course. Yeah. Once you flip it over, if you want to get a nice char on the other side there, steam it up.
Yeah, do you do pancakes as well on that thing?
I have.
Have you done the pancakes on there? See, I do a lot of chicken and shrimp and vegetables and things like that.
That thing's incredible. Does it taste like the burgers, though, if you put the... You have to really clean the thing off really
well. You do. Yeah. Yeah. That's all right. It doesn't take that long.
A pancake burger.
You clean it when it's hot. You rub your hand all over. It's perfect. It's great. It's no big deal. No, it really isn't that big a deal to clean off at all. What do you use for your grease? Do you use avocado oil?
No, I use... they sell like a grease from Blackstone, and I just have that on Amazon reorder for every 6 months or so.
Right. You just use that.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. A lot of people saying the egg is really good. Smitty's Garage on State Line is a great peanut butter burger. I'll have to try that. The bacon mushroom Swiss burger is simple and great. Yeah. Wanted to start my diet today. Thanks, guys. Looks like I'm going to burger. You can start your diet tomorrow.
You get a burger today. It's Friday.
The classic at McDonald's, the McDouble, and you smash a McChicken in between the two patties. Yeah, I've seen that. I've also seen. I'm not going to say it on the air. I've also seen at McDonald's, you can now do the Big Mac with chicken patties instead of the beef patties, like the McChicken patty, Big Mac.
The song.
I know it does, but think about it. Just replace the beef with the McChicken patties. That sounds pretty damn good. Breakfast patty melt, French toast buns, over easy egg, bacon, cheddar cheese, hash browns, grilled onion, smothered in white gravy, choice of jam.
Have you heard of the surf and turf at McDonald's? You can actually ask for it. It's the filet of fish and the burger.
Yeah. Yeah, they do that too. Yeah.
But you have to say it's on the menu, right?
Right.
You say surf and turf.
It's on the secret menu.
Secret menu.
The burger combo is killing me. I'm twitching and I might pass out. They all sound great. Yeah, I know. It does. It all sounds fantastic.
It does, man.
Snooze Breakfast Joint has a bacon flight. Snooze is just fantastic. I don't know if you've been to Snooze yet. Huh. Oh, my God. Really, really
have to add
good.
That to the list.
Yeah. So keep them coming in. Did you want to weigh in on your burger? You can at 913-586-7610. But that Jackson Powers Johnson kid has got me intrigued, not just because of the burger, but because, man, do you pay Creed Humphrey? Because the Chiefs have shown, Jay, in the last couple of cycles that they didn't pay Rodney Hudson. They did not pay Mitch Morris. And they drafted Creed Humphrey. So I'm wondering if they continue that cycle with a guy like Jackson Powers Johnson being there, who a lot of people love this kid, right? He's a first-round type of talent.
But Creed's so good, too. That could be potentially a guard.
But you can move Creed to guard, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, because you've got to get
done it before.
You've got to get the snapping thing figured out. He's got to get that figured out. Because, again, we're not going to overtime in the Super Bowl. If that snap is in Mahomes' chest, he fires Rashee Rice over the middle, we win that football game. Coming up here on 610 Sports Radio, Jason Kelce lost something in Chile. I can't believe this. Next.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yeah. if I told you we're cool? That child's play back in school is forgiven under my rule. I haven't come around in so long, but I'm making a comeback to where I belong. So when I touch down, call the image.
Another one from the new Taylor Swift album here on 610 Sports Radio. That's the Travis Kelce song, The Alchemy, right?
This is. We're back to the Kelce song. This is the, like, confirmed, we can't deny it, too many football references, you know, about winning the crown and touchdowns.
Right. Could it be about Mahomes, though?
I hope not.
Yeah, I would hope not, too. It's got to be about Travis, right? Got to have Travis in that song. So there it is. New album came out last night. I hope all you and your daughters enjoyed the release parties that they had around Kansas City, I'm sure, for the album.
Party at Fesco's house.
It was for a minute there. We totally forgot. And then the kids are like, the album's out tonight. I'm like, oh, yeah, that's right. Midnight, 11 p.m. Central. A lot of good burgers coming in. I love the creativity that people have with their ultimate burger. We got one that's on a brioche bun with grilled onions, mushroom, jalapenos, garlic, a bed of arugula with Heinz 57, with an over-easy egg, pepper, bacon, crumble, chef's kiss. That does sound really good.
Totally dive into that.
Avocado, lettuce, bacon, fried egg, burger, Texas toast, all sounds good. Have you ever had a burger, though, where you're like, that's a bad burger? Like, I don't know that I've ever really had, like, a bad burger, right?
It's like a bad pizza. I just, no.
Well, there are some bad pizzas. I've had some bad pizzas.
I don't know, man. I don't know if I've ever, like, left and said, damn, that
sucks. A lot of chains aren't that great. From the 913, 3/8 of a pound burger, 20 strips of bacon. We call it the Frank White burger. I like that one as well. And then this one sounds really interesting. Green chicken burger, ground chicken mixed with avocado and ginger, cooked on a flat top with pepper jack, jalapenos, bacon, and more avocado on a brioche bun. And then we finish it off with the Mondesi. Two large buns, frozen patty, microwave to lukewarm. yes. The Mondesi. Athletes, you feel like you got cheated from.
We're in burger season, though. Outdoor burger season.
It is, yes. We officially have crossed that line. So what is Jason Kelce doing, man? Why are you losing your Super Bowl ring in Chile?
I have no idea why you would. And Matt McMullen was in here yesterday. He's got the three. I think Kling's got about three. Well, we'll
two,
have three.
Yeah.
Two. We'll have three. Why are you bringing that ring to something like the New Heights deal where they're wrestling in a vat of chili. Like, mm-hmm. Well, why would you even think about bringing?
Have you ever
ring?
Wrestled in a vat of chili?
No, but it'd be fun. But I don't think I'd bring a Super Bowl ring if I had one.
What if we did a chili wrestling competition here, and like we did, like guys from the station wrestled in chili?
I'd do it. Yeah.
People used to do Jello wrestling back in the day. Yeah. Would you do something like that if we got a ring and we filled it with chili or Jello? Would you wrestle in it?
100%.
Okay.
100%.
All right, I'd be in on that,
I'm
too.
I'm not going to lose a Super Bowl ring in it.
No, I don't understand why you bring that Super Bowl
why
ring.
Why even bring it out?
But
people keep them in the box until it's a special occasion.
Well, yeah, you bring it out. Even if you get a little chilly in it, then you got to – I mean, so I look at that Super Bowl ring and the whole chili escapade that he had. Remember the show Double Dare? And he used to have the search for the flag, and they would have, like, vats of chili or big peanut butter and jelly sandwiches and things like that? Maybe that's what he needed to do, was to kind of go through all of that chili – to kind of find that ring. But then I thought about it. I'm like, have you guys had the Cincinnati chili? It sucks.
Actually, and this is going to come as a surprise, I thought it was wonderful.
You did?
I loved Sky. We could not wait to get to it. We went there for the All-Star game in 15.
Right.
Could not wait to get there. They have the Skyline chili.
Are you serious?
Oh, yeah. Throw some cheese on it. I actually liked it.
You're the first person I've ever heard that likes it.
No, Wachowski did, too, because he went there three times.
He did?
Yeah. But if it was the guy
is
liked it.
Is it good chili, or is it because it comes covered in cheese and onions and mustard?
It's on spaghetti too, or it's not... It's just different, man. I thought it was good.
It tastes like dog food. I'm not going to lie. I had a can of it somebody brought for me one time. I'm like, oh, my God, it's awful. No, yours is the horrible take. You're the only one outside of, like, Cincinnati that I've ever heard like it.
People go there.
Well, it's not – just because it's popular doesn't mean it's good.
It's great.
No, it's not. It's not.
I love some Skyline chili, man.
Oh, my God, it tastes terrible. Text line 816, Skyline is trash.
Oh, stop it, text line. Everything's trash. That's trash. Sucks, trash.
It's not good. If it was so good, it would have been expanded, and nobody else is like, not even Columbus wants that stuff.
That's a great point.
All right, if it's so good, it expands, but it's a
regional.
Maybe
why the Bengals have been so bad.
It could be. They're all, they eat too much of that chili, and they got gas, but it's a, that's Cincinnati chili is a bad regional cuisine, in my opinion. And I don't know how I stumbled upon like the strangest food list from every state that they had out there. And Missouri's strangest food is considered a St. Paul sandwich. Have you ever heard of a St. Paul sandwich?
Never heard of him.
Never.
Nathan, have you ever heard of the St. Paul sandwich?
I have never heard of that.
Has anybody on the text line ever heard of a St. Paul sandwich before? If you have, and it's something that we're missing, I'd love to know about it. But I've never heard of a St. Paul sandwich before. And so I'm like, what the hell is a St. Paul sandwich, right? I'm like, it's got to be something that like people in Missouri eat. And I'm like, no. It says this curious concoction is a relative of the chow mein sandwich popular in parts of Massachusetts, except that this is made with an egg foo young patty on white bread with such condiments as dill pickle slices, mayo, and lettuce and tomato. It has no connection with the Minnesota metropolis of the same name. Have you ever heard of that before?
No, but this I'm surprised it's not some form of barbecue sandwich, because Kansas City, obviously, and St. Louis likes, you know, barbecue, too.
Well, yeah.
St. Louis-style ribs.
It's called the strangest food from every state. The strangest food. But even still, I'd never heard of a St. Paul sandwich.
Never.
Can somebody please let us know at 913-586-7610, have you ever heard of a St. Paul sandwich before?
I think
right?
It might come from the other side of the state.
I don't know, but I lived over there for 3 years. I never heard of that before. And then you look at Kansas, and this goes kind of back to our burger discussion. The strangest food from the state of Kansas is called a s'mores burger. Have you ever had a s'mores burger before?
No, that's... sounds horrible.
A bar and grill in Wichita came up with this unnecessary improvisation on the classic burger. Yes, it's actually topped with marshmallows, chocolate, and graham crackers. You going to eat that?
No.
You wouldn't eat that?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, I would. Chocolate, graham cracker, marshmallow.
Like the peanut butter burgers.
Yeah, on top of like a that? Burger. But I'm like, so back to this St. Paul sandwich. Anybody? From the 913, you're not missing anything. It's not good. Okay.
So they've had it.
Somebody has. Somebody has. So anyway, that's just, that was just a bizarre one to me that I'd never heard of.
They
before.
Said the most iconic from the state of Missouri is toasted ravioli.
I did see that, yes. And the most iconic from Kansas was considered the ribs, which nobody put the burnt ends. I think if you're talking iconic foods, especially in this area, whether you want to do it Kansas or Missouri, one of them has to be the burnt end because it is so unique to what we do here. Others try it. Like you see burnt ends on barbecue menu items in other places, and it's just not what we do here in Kansas City. And that's fine. Everybody's got their own regional cuisine, but don't try to peddle me burnt ends in Arizona.
Well, last week, Kling and I were talking about what would you have for the Masters as your dinner. Because everybody gets to choose what they'd have.
Right,
I said I'd take an all-star meal from Kansas City.
Okay.
I'd have the beans from one place. I'd have the you know, the burnt ends from another. I'd be an all-star.
You'd make an all-star
dessert,
platter.
I'd have a chocolate fountain because the city of fountains, right?
Oh, I like that.
So
that's
it'd
a
be,
good
that'd
one.
Be my Kansas City dinner at the Masters.
Yeah, all right. Fair enough. I like that one. That's good.
You spread it around.
Yeah. From the 785, Talk Royals. Maybe we will later. The real
We're a fiduciary.
Yeah, we are.
A sports show.
That's exactly right. Thank you very much, Jay. We're talking about the draft, and I was listening to our sister station, WIP, out of Philadelphia, and a caller called up and was talking about, you know, the Eagles trading players or whatever the case may be. And at the end of the call, the caller finally broke down and goes, I just want to be the Chiefs, man. I want to have sustained success. And I'm like, well, that's Rich coming from Philadelphia, where they've had some sustained success over the last couple of years. But it got me to thinking about, like, we talk about the MVPs and whatnot. Someday, Brett Veach will be recognized as the real MVP of the Chiefs. And the reason I say that is because the Chiefs don't have sustained success because of Patrick Mahomes. They have it because Brett Veach is able to pay Mahomes top dollar and nail the draft every single time. Like, you're able to pay Mahomes because you know how to draft. And when I heard that caller complaining about the Eagles trading their star players, I'm like, man, we've done that here in Kansas City. We've traded Tyreek Hill, obviously traded, you know, L'Jarius Sneed, but they figure out a way to backfill. And the draft is the most important thing on the calendar for the Kansas City Chiefs. Continue to nail the drafts, and we'll just continue to have sustained success. And we're nailing the drafts because Brett Veach and his staff are so damn good, Jay, at what they do. Like, every year, to hit basically home runs, that's impossible to do.
It is. And it's like, you know, 20 of 21 draft picks were on this roster, last 21 draft picks going into last season.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's one thing for a team to say that, you know, play somewhere else, like the Arizona Cardinals or something. It's different for a team to say that it's actually been winning.
Right.
And winning Super Bowls. And when he stood up there at the parade 2 years ago and said, this is what a rebuild looks like,
yeah,
and he held up the Lombardi. Well, that was true because he was having to do things through the draft. That's why he had five rookie defensive backs. That's why they had 61 starts by rookies that year, third most in the NFL, the top two picked one and two in the draft.
Yeah.
That goes to Brett Veach. And not only that, but just as a CEO type, listening to people that work around you, like Andy Reid, like he'll, all right, here's four or five guys. What we've whittled them down. What do you think? Like, get input from Steve Spagnuolo's input, mm-hmm, you know, with some of the defensive backs. Like, he listens to the different opinions because he was a guy that he, and I always liken it when he was a scout, like he was the SEC scout for Philadelphia. He grew into that role and was here in Kansas City for a while. But they listened to him because you always hear the stories about how he would pound the table for certain guys, even when he wasn't GM. Like, hey, listen to me on this guy. Or, the, you know, the stories of, hey, watch Kareem Hunt on Maction, and he watched this guy before he was GM and see how good this running back is. But he listens to everybody on his staff. And, yes, Mahomes, you got to have the quarterback like that. Yes, you need a head coach like Andy Reid, but you need that GM to figure things out. And that story by Albert Breer around the Super Bowl time last year about how they started working on Mahomes' contract before he even started.
Mm-hmm.
2017 is behind Alex Smith. They start work on it because he said, this guy's going to be a future MVP. This guy's going to win World Series or Super Bowls. This is why you got to pay him. But he thinks outside the box, but he listens to everybody and who's a good fit. He didn't always get good football players. He gets good football players that fit with the Kansas City Chiefs. It's like Mahomes.
Yeah.
Hey, I know Dorsey was the GM at the time, but Brett Veach was the one pounding the table. He fit what they wanted to do. Here's a guy that literally had the worst scoring defense out of 128 teams in college football, but he needs to score. He scores a touchdown. He's got that mentality because the defense wasn't that great when Mahomes first got here.
Right, no,
and
it was not.
He put up those numbers. He was a guy that in college had to score a touchdown every time I was on the field, but they find good fits for players.
Yeah, they absolutely do. It's amazing to watch this machine right now. And that's why I get excited about the draft. Who are going to be our next seven-star players to come in to Kansas City? Coming up for the next 3 weeks, you're going to talk about the most significant part of Royals baseball that we've seen in probably a decade. We'll discuss next.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.